Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black, I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black, and I'm black.
Every Wednesday on the TJMS from New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And first, I want to offer our prayers and condolences to the six so far that's been reported dead in the Amtrak crash in Philadelphia. And let me say that as we look into the summer months, a lot of talk about young people in the streets, young people out of control. Young people need jobs. In many of the cities that we are being heard this morning, unemployment among black youth are over 40, in some cases over 50%. As the Congress wrestles in the last few weeks back and forth on everything from the Iran deal to the trade bill, they need to deal with summer jobs. We must have a way to give our young people a way to earn a living and learn about the value of work. Secondly, we must start listening to our young people. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Baltimore doing a listening youth speak out, where we're saying none of us are going to have a speech, none of us are going to say a word. We've invited hundreds of young people in. We're going to hear from them. Tell us what it is on your mind. Tell us what you go through every day. Try it at home. Start listening to your kids. Even if it doesn't make sense, the fact that you listen to them will make a whole lot of sense to them, that they at least are being respected and regarded. Listen to your children. Every Wednesday, I listen to Jay. It can't be worse than that.
Where's it going to be, Reverend Al? And what time? Because we'll be in Baltimore tonight.
We'll be at New Shiloh Baptist Church at 6:30 tomorrow night. And we're going to do a couple hours.
Oh, tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah.
Thursday night.
And what time?
6:30.
6:30.
And who are on that? Other than you,
some of the elected officials are going to be there. Larry Young of WOLB will be there, and some of our ministers that work with National Action Network. But it doesn't matter who's there. I'm not speaking. Nobody's speaking. The young people are going to be there. They've been pumping it.
We're listening.
And we're going to listen. We want young people to do it. And we're going to go and do this around the country. Young people have said to me over and over again, y'all speak out there for the black community, but y'all don't hear us. Well, they're right. We need to sit down sometime and say, let's listen to them. I keep telling you, people are trying to lead people they don't even like. You got to start listening to people if you're going to lead them.
And Reverend Al, no matter what they say, you're not going to say anything.
I'm not going to say nothing. I might mumble under my breath, but I'm not going to say nothing.
Because Reverend Al, you know it's going to get rough.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm opening it up for that. But if you can't take it, you can't make it. And
you got to be thick-skinned now.
You got to be thick-skinned, but you got to also let the young folk know that you can hear whatever they got to say, pro or con.
Good okay. For you, Reverend Al.
Yeah.
There's not going to be hate. Now, wait a minute now, hey.
look at here.
You're not going to say, now, hold up now.
Hold up now.
No. young fella.
None of that.
All right, good for you, Reverend Al. Hold up, young fella.
Hold up, young fella.
I ain't going to be all that now.